Analyst Talk. Farm Foundation has put out a new report this morning talking about some of the challenges that agriculture will face over the next three decades. What should we look for in that report?
Well, what you should look for in this report is not what you should not look for in this report, John, are recommendations or advocacy for any particular policy or strategy moving into the future. Instead, what you should be looking for is a discussion of the issues and problems that are facing agriculture as we look forward over the next 30 years. We know that there's going to be a major challenge feeding a growing world, not only is population increasing, by 2040 we'll have more than 9 billion people on the planet, but incomes are rising as well. And as more and more people enter the middle class, diversify their diets, there's a greater and greater demand on agriculture to produce food and fiber. And of course, with rising populations and incomes, there's an increasing demand for energy.
I know the report breaks down the challenges into six major categories. Can you kind of give us an idea what those categories will be?
Sure, John. First of all, let me start with the financial crisis. That's at the top of everyone's mind today. This crisis may have disrupted the ability of ag producers and agribusinesses to access capital, and the recession that we are now in will certainly reduce demand for many agricultural products. At this time, we don't know what the full extent of the effects will be, and one of the major concerns is that the financial crisis and recession could create an agricultural business environment that discourages decision makers from looking ahead to what it takes to meet the 30-year challenge. Next, global food security. Agriculture has always been under pressure to feed a growing world, but the problem today is compounded by competing demands for bioenergy production, increasing competition for natural resources, climate change, and income growth. Income growth in many of the developing countries causes consumers' diets to expand beyond traditional staples, and at the same time, as more and more output is needed, consumers are holding the agricultural sector to higher food safety standards around the world. Global energy security. Agriculture and energy markets are now linked by the development of an increasingly global bioenergy sector. A growing world in both population and income will mean increasing demand for both food and energy. And in this environment, agriculture and energy policies are going to both shape our markets. And this is, of course, compounded by climate change. We can't divorce the issues involving energy security with issues involving climate change and the need to reduce consumption of fossil fuels. As one of the linchpins in the carbon cycle, the agricultural sector is going to have to play a key role in whatever we do to try to mitigate the effects of global climate change. Competition for natural resources. Population and income growth, as well as increased demand for food and energy, are going to mean increasing pressure on natural resources. At the same time, society is demanding more and more in the way of environmental quality and amenities. And balancing these competing demands is going to require innovation and creative thinking. And finally, global economic development. Agriculture is often the main source of income for the poorest people in the world, and food is usually their largest expense. In today's world, this is not only a moral issue, but it's an issue of national security. U.S. agriculture cannot feed a growing world by itself. However, our policies do affect the incentives for farmers not only in the United States, but around the world. And our own food and agricultural policies also have a demonstration effect on what other nations do. We're looked to as a leader in the world, especially as a leading agricultural producer. And we have a real responsibility there.
These are obviously pretty daunting challenges, a big agenda out there to try to fix. You guys are not coming at it from the perspective of we've got all the ideas, we've got all the answers. You're just trying to get the conversation going on this.
That's right, John. We at Farm Foundation feel that we have our real responsibility is to help diffuse knowledge. To provide a good basis for a civil and deliberative debate that will lead us toward a set of policies that will help us all meet the 30-year challenge. As a part of that, we're going to announce today a competition for papers, encouraging people to write papers outlining creative, innovative policy approaches to meeting the 30-year challenge. You'll hear more about that in the future.
Neil, anything else our audience should know about today's report and I guess what you hope will happen from it?
Well, we hope it will help to start the debate. And I would encourage everyone to go to our website, www.farmfoundation.org. All the materials from our conference here today, including paper, including our big report and other presentations and papers, will be available there. And take a look at those and look forward to seeing more in the way of debate to come.